Good morning. I'm not a natural speaker, so I might hesitate and I might digress. You can't hear. Okay. I'm not a natural speaker, so I might hesitate, I might digress. But it is very important to know that bombing ISIL, and I say ISIL, is not going to achieve anything as far as the Syrian crisis is concerned. Because ISIL is spread out all over the place. I understand that most of their leadership have moved to Mosul in Iraq now. And the foot soldiers, as it were, are camped in hospitals and schools and in a vast network of tunnels under Raqqa. So I don't know those who decide on what target to choose to bomb, how they're going to go about it. One thing is certain, when they start bombing, as they are doing now, they're going to increase the number of civilian casualties. Or as one American called it, collateral damage. So they are basically negligible, unimportant. And what I fear is that the increased bombing of ISIL is going to be the first step towards a larger involvement in a campaign to get rid of Bashar Assad. Now, some of you think he might go, others think they don't care. Personally, I think he should stay for a little bit. Not because I like him, I actually fell out with my members of my family when problems started in Syria because I was there, because I said he should go. But if Assad goes, that means the whole country, the state, the army, everything is going to implode as it happened in Iraq. Because it's going to lead to a de facto de-Ba'athification of Syria. Now, the country is not held by Assad himself as one single person, but by a group, by a hierarchy. And when the regime falls, all of them are going to go. You can bet your bottom dollar that the army is going to be purged. And those who are going to be purged are not just going to sit in their home and drink tea, coffee and watch television. Because they're going to fight back. And it's going to perpetuate the situation. Now, Mr. Cameron says he wants to defend the Syrian people. But he never tells us which and who the Syrian people are. He doesn't say anything about probably 30, maybe to 40% of the Syrian population would want the regime to stay, regardless of its whatever it has done, because they know it's going to collapse. The whole country is going to implode and collapse. The minorities, all of them, including the middle Sunni class, don't want the regime, the country to implode. And the alternative would be probably a slightly more benign version of what we have in Saudi Arabia. Remember, they would want to replace the regime, which is secular in every respect, with a non-secular. Now, some of you who are religious would like to see that, but that's up to them. But I personally, on my personal level, don't want to see that. Because I would like to go, when I go to Damascus, I would like to go walk into my local off-license and buy some whiskey or arak or whatever it is. And I would like my nieces to go out wearing jeans and short sleeves. Now, if the regime goes and Syria falls to these Islamists, and by the way, there are no moderate Islamists. No. There are some slightly benign, but definitely no moderate Islamists. So, my worry about Britain's involvement in the campaign to bomb ISIL is going to be the first step towards a big campaign to get rid of the regime. And they definitely don't know. I'm going to tell you a little thing which I heard on Radio 4 a few weeks ago. The American ambassador to Britain, and he should know, was interviewed by Martha Carney on the World Network. And she asked him, who are those moderates who are fighting the regime in Syria? And she repeated the questions a few times, four or five times. And he was not able. He could not name a single faction amongst the rebel groups or a single person. Now that says to me that the Americans and, by extension, Britain and France haven't the faintest idea what they are doing in Syria, how things are going to pan out in Syria, and what's going to happen in Syria in the future. And I can tell you one thing, if that wall there knows anything about the future of Syria, definitely the Americans do.